Welcome to episode number 40 of Me and My Big Mouth Podcast. I am him, he, the host, Tuck. And as always, I have a great show for you. Mentally paralyzed. On today's show, we will be talking about people that are mentally paralyzed, handicapped by their choices, decisions, and ideas. Ideas about relationship, the person they chose, and the decision they made when it didn't work out. Hopefully this episode would help you, crippled bastards. But before I get into, there is something I must do, and that's allow my panel a chance to introduce themselves. So to my right,
Smith Spit, glad to be here on episode 40 with the homie.
All right, I'm Jessica. You can follow me on Instagram at @Jess_Mache_.
I'm Damon. You can find me on Instagram at @MrTuck_88.
I'm Jess. You can find me on Instagram at @JennaJuice.
Mentally paralyzed. Now, I want to ask y'all, when it comes to something that can paralyze a person, I'm going to start with trauma. Should trauma have an expiration date?
I don't think it can expire.
I think it should. But it can't be healthy for you.
Yeah, it ain't healthy. But the word itself, trauma, is something that lasts and sticks with you. Even when you, quote unquote, are over it, it's still, you know, the effects are still there.
It's more so the reaction versus the trauma itself, your response to it.
Yeah.
Trauma should have an expiration date. And if you are a grown-ass adult talking about you have childhood trauma, something wrong with you. Especially if you can identify where the trauma is coming from. Now, if you don't know why you lashing out or acting up, then I get you. But if you know where your trauma is coming from, and now your circle around you have to adapt to your trauma, then you either, something is wrong with you, or either you're addicted to your trauma. A lot of people don't know how to be nothing but victims. It's like if you give up your trauma, you don't even know what your identity is anymore. Now, I agree with y'all when it comes to like, anybody can be victimized. Anybody, anywhere, anytime, by anybody can be victimized. But it's up to you to choose to be a victim. And when you accept trauma in your life, you are now saying it's okay to be a victim. That's why people walk around with trauma like a badge of honor. Like, I saw this clip where this dude said that he talked loud. And his wife had to teach him that he needed to not talk as loud because she used to get verbally abused by her dad when she was a child. So now he lowers his voice in the house. Not that he yelled at her. It's just that it triggers her because of her childhood trauma. Now, how does that help her? By lowering his voice.
It don't.
Can I curse?
She just live with it.
You curse, nigga, you can't do
it. I just want to make sure. So basically, he walking around his house being a bitch ass nigga.
A fucking sucker.
Like.
Absolutely.
Let me be quiet. I don't want to.
But he said it, which I'll show you the clip after this. But he said it as if this is the way to do that. He do it. First of all, I don't want to kill him because he is doing it out of love. But how do you train her to handle her trauma? Because that's the only atmosphere she can control.
She's not facing it.
Now, how can she control it at work when you don't even know and she wants you to talk? Stop raising your
voice. I'm not. But at the same time, like, you know, I think he's been the bigger person in a situation by adjusting himself. You know
he's
what I'm
being
saying?
A band-aid in the situation. Yeah. That's his only thing of like his way of fixing it.
Coming
like
up, it's yeah.
like accommodating her for the time being. She's never going to get over the trauma if she don't deal with the root issue. Yeah.
They always told me that a wound can't heal if you keep picking at it. Mm-hmm. So if you keep bringing up your trauma, how does it heal?
I disagree with that necessarily, like if you keep bringing it up, because sometimes some people use their trauma. If they're over it, they just bring it up just to see how far they come. Like you can't forget that type of stuff, because how do you know like where you came from. Like, you know, sometimes you use it and it helps you become a better person.
But it could like also make you relapse too, though. Or it can make you relive that trauma by bringing it to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? Like talking about it or putting it back out on the floor could make you relive that experience again.
It depends because like you think about like women that's been in like domestic violence situation, then they go and become people that speaks to other women about it, and they relive their trauma all the time because they heal from it and now they're sharing their story to help heal other people. So no, they should not just silence the whole thing like, oh, I'm healed from it, I ain't gonna mention again, it's gonna come down.
I'm not saying they shouldn't mention it, but like you gotta like, our minds and our brains are funny things. Like when you start talking about it again, you're putting that energy back out into the universe.
You can't relive something without its feelings. Yeah, like when you think about a day that you were happy, you get happy. Like that's a natural response to anything. It's like a dopamine that go off. Yeah. So like when you think about you missing your parents, that's gone.
I think it just depends on the person. Like everybody handles their trauma differently. Everybody operates out of their trauma differently. For some people, just like she said, talking about it, it may actually help them. Like I know certain things that I may have endured or been through, me actually being able to verbalize it and talk about it to other people, it helps me because at one point with certain things, I couldn't verbalize. I couldn't talk about it. When I would try, a person just may become emotional about it. But when you're actually able to verbalize it and talk to other people about it, with some people, that's a form of healing for them. So it really depends on the person.
Yeah.
Right. Right. But when you do like when trauma, when you hold on to trauma, this is how people have fucking lifetime therapists. Because usually you go for a problem, y'all help fix it, but somehow you got to keep a therapist all the time. It's similar to people that go to the gym and get a personal trainer. Okay, the goal is to get fit. And then you're supposed to let go. But some people keep a personal trainer all their lives. Like they keep a therapist all their lives. And then a therapist, because they get past the trauma, now your therapist is damn near your God. Because he's your guide to life now. And you shouldn't have a therapist for life.
The thing that'll make you really think about that more is the fact that a lot of therapists need a therapist because they're receiving all this all the time. Where are they going to offload it? You get what I'm saying? Like they're talking to client after client, hearing their trauma and their issues, and that starts to build up in them and their psyche. They need a therapist sometimes to help them offload all these things that they've been receiving.
So do we keep trauma for life?
Yeah, you never, once you traumatize, you'll never get over it. But what the goal is being able to learn the tools to be able to cope with the trauma so that you can operate better. You're still going to get triggered about things. Like it's times now I may get triggered about things, but I know how, okay, when I'm triggered, I know when I'm triggered, but I know how to control myself and I know how to manage it. Trauma is going to always stick with you. It's never going to go away.
I think trauma is coached to stick with you. I don't think it just stick with you. If that was the case, that I would grieve my mother all the time. Like people
that's
die.
That's trauma, but that doesn't mean that, you know.
People die though. And you get past it. You have a grieving stage, but you get past it.
But you still remember it.
You remember it,
because
but you're not
traumatizing.
Yeah.
No, it's no longer trauma for me.
It's not trauma for you. You heal from it, but it still was trauma.
You may not act out. May not act out of trauma. Meaning some people, operate. Some people, they operate out of trauma. You may not operate out of your trauma because you may have healed. You may have found the tools to learn how to cope with it. But it's still there. You're just not operating out of that.
So do happiness last a lifetime?
No.
Then how the hell could trauma?
It's the difference.
How could both?
Happiness is a feeling. It's a feeling that come and goes. Trauma is something that you went through. You didn't ask. It might have been out of your control, and you went through it. It's an experience. Trauma.
If you
want to
be technical, if you want to be technical, the trauma itself is isolated to that, the time that it happened. We're talking about the effects, the impact that the trauma had on you that is sticking with you. The trauma is happening real time. right? Like if somebody gets assaulted or something, they got assaulted in that moment. They're not getting assaulted when they're thinking about it. They're not getting assaulted an hour later, right? That assault already happened, but the effects of how they felt and how it impacted them mentally, mm-hmm. spiritually, whatever, that's what carries on. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? The trauma itself is already over.
All you niggas out here that's traumatized, you in your 40s talking about your daddy won't there. Yeah, he ain't gonna never be there.
Get that up. He gone.
He fucking gone. What? Tell me what benefits does trauma have holding on to it?
Yeah, if you're not healed from it, then true. But I think in that aspect of a guy at a 40 some years old talking about my daddy won't there, to me that ain't trauma. That's just an excuse to.
You can't knock that man's trauma. Right. I mean, his trauma ain't no worse than nobody else.
I mean, I'm not going to say it's an excuse. Some people will use it for an excuse. Yeah, they will definitely use it for an excuse.
Some people use it for other things. But my issue is putting trauma on other people. Like, your trauma is your trauma.
But
you know what I'm saying? Like, don't start projecting that onto another person, mm-hmm. forcing them to, one, listen to your trauma, for two, like, be impacted by having to pick you up all the time or having to be somebody who is suffering because you had trauma.
Right. How about this? And this is what's crazy. Because we're so soft-spoken about trauma, which I think that shit should be an expiration date. No fucking excuse to hold on to that. Is that the people around people with trauma start to adjust. Like when somebody lash out because they're so-called triggered, they will literally say, oh, that's such and such just being such and such. But she's really not like that. Or if I'm grieving and I'm drinking and I'm you're addicted to trauma, I'm addicted to alcohol.
He ain't like that when he's sober.
He ain't like that when he's sober. He a good guy. Like, no, you need to fix. He need to work on that shit.
Okay. Because it's easier for people to pacify other people instead of just being upfront. Look, you need to work on it. You need to work on it. You need to figure your own mess out. Let that trigger get you fucked up.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you get triggered because somebody said something or something happened and you act out. You don't know how that other person is going to react to you acting out. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to be privy to your triggers all the time. Like, walking around, oh, my triggers. Like, okay, you better know how to pull that trigger.
But, but the trauma and the triggers are, they coincide with each other. That's an excuse to let shit go.
Yeah.
I see women, they date trauma. Like, they become red flag seekers. Because somebody else did something fucked up, any slight thing you do, like don't call back right away or respond, she now sees the same person that she dealt with.
It's exciting, though. Gets the people going. You see what I'm saying? Like, nobody don't want no boring relationship either. So but you gotta have some spice or something going on. Like, what? Nigga, you ain't called me back? You said you don't call me?
I'm talking about this, that might have made you a little toxic over there.
Toxic can be fun, right? Like, that might have made somebody day at work. They was having a boring day, and then she snapped off. Oh, shit. Like, you done perked up? Like, nigga about to get some work done today around here.
People are so traumatized.
I'm just saying.
Women and men are so traumatized in relationships. Women have kind of, like, slipped this past niggas. Like, we've been manipulated to believe that emotional cheating is the same as physically cheating.
It is.
They are not the fucking same.
What's
they
the
got
difference?
You too, huh?
What's the difference? They ain't getting me.
Got your ass too.
If she giving emotion to somebody else, she cheating.
But ain't lust an emotion? And don't everybody... No, yes,
it
is.
I don't think lust is an emotion.
Yes, it is.
It's not on the list.
Lust ain't an emotion.
No.
What lust, is?
Lust gets you in trouble.
Lust
time.
Is a little bit more powerful.
Okay, but all right,
you can lust out of somebody and don't do nothing. You can have willpower.
Yeah, see how crazy that is?
Right.
You can have willpower over anything.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, that's strength. Like,
so
like,
is entertaining somebody on the phone, is that cheating?
You fucking
right.
Yeah.
But you would let your woman go to a strip club.
What you mean? If to watch or to strip?
No, to watch.
I mean, it depends. It depends.
Do y'all see how insane that sounds?
Like, when you say your woman, though, you got to think about that. Like, that's a very strong term. Your woman. No, she's her own woman. Right. You get what I'm saying? Like, y'all are agreeing on the dynamics of this relationship. Right. So it varies from person to person.
We both
now, me, she said my man too. I don't want to see my girl out in the strip club. Like, that's just corny to me. But some other guys might like that type of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, babe, like, who you meet? Like, you going to hook me up with somebody, whatever. Some people into that kind of stuff. So it varies from...
But that's different than her entertaining somebody on the phone?
Either way. It's different if that's not the understanding.
She getting entertained at the show. Yeah, right. And if she's entertaining she with someone on the phone, right. She's in person.
They're entertaining her in person, yeah.
But long as but a nigga doing his dick in a helicopter motion on her face, oh, she cool.
But see, women like going to see women.
Right.
They like to go see women.
That's for the fun. Or they might just be wanting to take a break from their regular day to day. It depends on every relationship has its own dynamics or understanding. Yeah. There are people who have multiple people in the relationship with them.
Yeah. Emotional cheating is not physical cheating. I've never seen nobody get divorced for emotional cheating. Like, Yana, what happened? Well, he texts somebody.
Yeah, but they call it something else. Irreconcilable differences. That might have been what it is. That could be a whole lot of different categories.
But that you can't lump. You could lump
maybe
it
she
in.
Was too nice to the UPS man too many times. Like, who knows? That could have been like we got a difference of opinion on that. So we need to get divorced. You know what I'm saying?
So you you feel like they're the same?
What?
That emotional cheating and physical cheating is the same.
It's
so which one would cause more drama? Which one would cause more drama?
Why she cheating by going to the strip club?
Which one came first?
I said emotional cheating or physical cheating.
Which one came first?
Which one would cause more drama?
Emotional. Which one came first?
Emotional. More issues than physical.
But which one came first?
What? Emotional. I told you this before. You said I was crazy. I said I'd rather my lady go get dick down than to be fall in love with somebody and really like this person. And I'm just sorry, but
which
I'm
one came
she
first, DJ?
I'm believe she go either way.
Right.
So she get
the thought itself, but DJ, which one she came gone. First? The chicken or the egg?
It depends on who you ask. The first chicken or the egg?
Which one came first? Emotional cheating or physical cheating? It could happen in either order. Is what I'm saying.
No, because men emotional cheating with us. It ain't,
hell no. It ain't cheating with me.
Yeah, no.
Don't give a damn.
Nah.
Niggas mentally cheating.
Niggas getting their feelings. Y'all need to stop.
They getting their feelings.
Stop. But see, that's not our territory. That's why niggas be overreacting when they get emotional.
You're saying it can go either way. You can sit here and mess with somebody, and then all of a sudden it's like, damn, I'm starting to catch feelings for this bitch.
Right. Or a nigga can catch feelings because he was fantasizing about it too much. Like, he forced himself to have feelings like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, emotional cheating. But what is emotional cheating, though?
It's when you're actually sitting there and you taking time and you talking to the person. Yeah, and you like vent to the person and you know that telling the person
you
need
to play you.
Just everything. So, that's emotional.
So a shoulder to lean on is a dick to ride on. Is what you're saying.
It can turn into that.
He just is worse than the dude that you just left because he know everything that you like. He know how to handle you.
And he going to use that to manipulate her emotions.
That's
though.
True. But the average woman does not see that part of it.
Oh, yeah. They got
you just see that.
So when that happens, greener. Who's getting traumatized in this situation?
The men.
Everybody. Ultimately, the woman's going to be traumatized because she's like, okay, I'm cheating with my man with this guy. I'm thinking this guy love and care about me. Then come to find out, like you say, he's sitting here listening to me. He's doing and saying everything that he know I want to hear. At the end of the day, you're going to be the one hurt.
Yeah. Facts. Mm-hmm.
So the woman gets more traumatized.
That's one way to look at it. But I think the guy that's getting cheated with could be getting traumatized as well. Because he's catching feelings for somebody that ain't his, that he can't have. But he might care about this person so much that he's overly extending himself or involving himself with this
but
woman.
But what if he don't care?
Thinking that he's helping a friend fixing a problem.
Man, half of the time.
And get his feelings fucked.
Especially when a man is five
piece,
they don't care.
It's no way in the hell I can sit here and fall in love with somebody that I know they sit here cheating on somebody else.
Right.
Men are better side pieces than women.
Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know what's crazy? Side piece is still a fairly new term. Like, this is a modern term. Like, what was they calling it back in the day?
Mistresses.
Yeah. Crawl town.
Dead.
Clean up woman. Well,
people getting killed.
Hello, Baba. This is Shirley.
Right. Right.
Back then, me had two families.
Yeah. Crawl town. Right.
The other one.
But see, that social media and all this surveillance and all these different things weren't really prevalent like that back in the days.
Yeah. Something that can also paralyze you mentally is your type. And this, let's go, because women are more detailed with this shit.
Yeah, because I don't think dudes see, got
that.
Hold on. Let me get it. Complexion. I don't want that yellow dicker.
I ain't got no type. So you can't be.
Well, you heard women say this then.
No,
I'm not saying y'all. I'm saying women do have this type, and they will skip past. Five good yellow niggas to get to that asshole. Get ran through five different assholes of this tall, dark, handsome motherfucker. She like,
but it's sometimes,
her type.
Yo,
makes her decision making horrible.
That's her preference, man. That's what she
like. Like, no, what's crazy is women will acknowledge how good a person is. It just ain't for me.
She don't want the nigga.
How the fuck you say that? Like, if that ain't good.
If he good, but
he's soft. Like, he lost anyway. But look, check this out. Sometimes it's reverse psychology. A person to say, that ain't my type, whole time, it really be their type. Like, they're just trying to, like, I guess, verbalize or mentally throw another person off. But whole time, they be liking the yellow dude. Well, I don't like no yellow dudes.
But let's talk about the dudes. Time, they
it's a
don't.
Yellow dude.
They be like,
wait. You shaking so your head.
Like, well, it's a dude blowing her back out every week.
I'm going to be honest. I'm guilty of the whole type thing. Because I ain't going to lie. Typically, my type is the light-skinned guy.
Oh shit!
Yes, I've always been color struck into light skinned men.
Okay,
but it's like it never pans out. So it's like, okay, I need to. And people tell me, they be like, girl, you need to leave them light skinned men alone. But I can't help what I like, what I'm attracted to.
Yeah,
you know.
But why would
that dark skinned nigga gonna come along and change your life?
But why would you see? That's why I said you could be stuck in that.
Yeah,
waiting on that. To become that's what you true. Wanted to be.
Dreams are for suckers.
And you know how many, you owe it to yourself to try something else.
Yeah.
And they said, was it doing something repeatedly expecting different results?
It's insanity.
But then on the other hand, I have talked to dark skinned men. I talked to brown skinned men. Still the same damn result.
Still the same damn result.
Okay. So really, the complexion don't have nothing to do with it.
Okay, all right.
It's the person.
And this is one I got to say. Women out there. Now you triggered this, so I got it. This ain't to you.
Side eye.
Women that date repeatedly ain't shit niggas. I used to have sympathy for you until I realized you reason you are attracted to ain't shit niggas is because you ain't shit yourself.
Pretty much.
Energy, you're attracted to that energy. And you never asked yourself why.
That's true.
And you know the crazy part? One of them niggas might have been some, but he became an ain't shit nigga after he was dealing with her.
Yeah. Vice versa.
He was trying to fit that mold. And it's the same thing with females. It might be a good woman that get turned to trash dealing with the wrong person.
Because
you leave with that trauma.
But ain't just,
okay, yeah.
You what about what height, weight?
I think I like what I like. I don't care. No,
I will say that's the only thing I will consider is like weight, because now we teetering into health issues.
Yeah.
Man, y'all care about that. You care about how you
look. No.
Man, that nigga health issues.
No,
I mean, you
know, like, don't nobody want somebody that's breathing. You sympathize. You hear him breathing all hard.
Wait. I'm going to show you how not only you, not only you.
Because you've been there cooking for that same nigga.
Hold on.
Yes, some healthy meal.
Right.
Wait, nah.
What you want, daddy? What you want? He paying them bills and blowing that back out. What you want to eat?
I mean, a functional
dick. Watch this right here.
Yeah.
Watch this right here.
What the fuck? Hold on. What the fuck is a functional dick nigga?
What?
She said a functional
right.
dick nigga.
Right. Oh, now you're changing functional your type. Dick. Now your type done got adjusted. The nigga with the bag is what she's saying. She's trying to say the nigga with the bag.
No,
basically,
no,
he functioning.
No, I'm not talking about like money wise.
Yeah, he
I'm
might
saying,
not be
like,
here long.
If he be,
but his money
he
long.
Can operate on his own. Like if he, not confined somewhere to a bed or something like that.
He can be big, but long as he take care of
his right.
I'm gonna need y'all hey, back up
hold
our big niggas.
Hold on, Keisha.
Leave them big niggas alone.
Hold on. She had an amazing weight loss journey. I had an amazing weight loss journey. And she also had a weight loss.
Okay.
Journey. And now they looking at big niggas like they're a big problem.
I won't know.
What
functional,
is wrong
I won't
know.
Functional, baby. I was never
you see what I'm saying? Both of the, it,
I can still
I had one.
Hey, but see, it works the other way too. Like, oh, y'all niggas wanted me when I was fat. Y'all ain't shit. You see what I'm saying? Like a person could think like that too. They wasn't on the level. So once she got her weight where it needs to be, she's like, I did what it took. I knew what it, you know, the discipline that I had to have. What's your problem? Anybody
but,
gonna want to be with a person?
But who would know their problem better than you?
Who wants to be with a person with no discipline, like no self-discipline?
I used to be that person with no discipline.
To me.
But what changed? Like what made you change?
That scale scared the shit out of me.
Right. And you got your act together.
But I would never look at somebody and not understand what they're going through.
But you ain't going to have sympathy for their laziness either, though.
No, you think it'd be more
if they lazy and ain't even trying
right.
to change it, you ain't going
to right,
feel
but if they're
for.
Not trying and they're okay with being like overweight and unhealthy,
okay,
then that's different. But yeah. Like me, I don't mind working with somebody because mm-hmm. like I said, I weigh a lot more. I was a lot heavier and I wish I had somebody that instead of nagging and nitpicking on me about my weight, that work with me about my mm-hmm. weight. So I don't mind working with someone because sometimes some people, they need somebody to encourage them and motivate them.
Right.
But if you don't want to do the work and you okay with just being overweight and being lazy, then mm-hmm. no.
So what if I see you, Jessica, outside and I'm 500 pounds? He's now, like, look here, I just got, look.
Damn,
y'all see. Now, that's to the extreme you know now. That's to the extreme.
Hold on, I got this. I got y'all say that. Look,
the people on my 600-pound life always got somebody.
Hey,
right. And you see how they, and you see how they treat it. You know
much,
why they got somebody that getting that check.
Hold on, that big. Somebody got
that. They getting that disability. That's why they. Somebody got that people ain't with them folks because they love them. They with them people because they get them check. Because them folks talk to
them like crap. And then they don't show what they do outside.
Yeah, they boss them around.
You already know them 600-pound life people heart ain't good and you just told them that the motherfucker with them
I'm a dumb level. Let's be real. You're going to be with somebody that weighs 600 pounds. You got to spray them off with the water hose. You got to cook a damn you got to cook
the truth.
A big but ass
this ain't
meal
even a lie.
Yo
it's and
a
they talk to you in the kind of way if you with them you
it's
want
really
that check.
A double standard
a double
yo.
Standard for
it's
for
a double
what?
Standard because some of them big girls be sexy as hell though.
You got some bad. Sex, you got some
beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It'd be some beautiful,
show me
like bigger. I didn't say 600. I said
so now we go
bigger.
Now we got.
I didn't put the love on it. I'm just. I didn't say the weight. I didn't say the weight. And the key word was some. Yeah. It's some like voluptuous
it
women.
Hell,
that are like, you can't and you can't
yeah.
buy that.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
A BBL ain't gonna give you that. That's just natural sexiness. Like how you do that. You know what I'm saying? So it's but kind of a double standard. So women don't look at the big guy like that, though. Y'all don't see the big dude be like,
especially when, no, you know who usually like the big guy? It be the thin, skinny one.
Skinny girl. Uh-huh.
But if you somebody that went on a weight loss journey, you are a lot tougher on people that used to be, that you recognize their position better than anybody.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
And I guess as you saying, if I can do it, you can do it. But if I'm 500 pounds and I'm saying, you know, I just got my gym membership, but I would like to, let's go on a gym date. Would you still consider?
Hell no.
500 pounds, that's a lot.
But see, your priorities is out of whack.
Huh?
Your priorities ain't right.
Change.
Like, you, yeah, if you know, if
first
you know
all, how
that
the hell
you got
to yourself get there for, you can see.
Right, but your priorities.
Man, like I tell y'all
you should focus on your health first before dating.
If you were heavier, you know, and you lost weight and you like, you know what, like, I don't want to be with somebody big. Sometimes it's because, like me, I like to eat. So if I'm with somebody who they ain't trying to go to the gym, they not trying to eat healthy, and they like to eat, 9 times out of 10, that's going to get me off my game. I'm going to be eating, and I'm going to go back to
we're about to be toxic together.
Right, exactly. So you want somebody kind of on the same level.
Taking a crackhead to a crack house. All right,
now let me ask you a question, because I've seen this work in reverse. Like, you're with this man. Y'all both are big. You cut the fat. Would you stick with him? Because I've seen women leave men, and I've seen men leave women.
That's an ain't shit woman.
Once they got to a certain level.
She ain't shit.
Oh, they was planning that the whole
time. If I'm already with you and you start gaining weight, I wouldn't leave you.
Both of them heavy set, and she lose weight.
Oh, no.
Nah,
nah, all right,
but hold on. But what happens when 3 years go by? You still killing the gym, and he's still killing the restaurants. He's getting bigger.
That's her relationship. She married him. If it's true love,
this is what happens.
This is what happens when you
start working on your flaws, you start seeing other people's flaws just as bad. Like, once you realize what you do wrong, how you getting your shit together, you can also see other people's shit clear too.
But I think,
that's a growing frustration.
But if you love somebody,
I think that's a weakness, though. You're worrying about like pointing out issues in other people,
right?
I feel like that's an issue within yourself.
It's making you feel better about yourself.
You're deflecting, or you're trying to feel better about you.
Me understanding my flaws in my wife, or my flaws in my children, mean that I'm in tune with my
wife.
So I'm in tune with these people.
So
if my person is doing something that is unhealthy, and I'm getting on her ass about, yo, you are really letting yourself go.
No.
I've never was especially say if you was small and you got big. All these things can happen. All these dynamics can happen. Yeah. If I'm telling you I'm not attracted to this, but you keep going towards this, you don't see the issue in that?
Yeah. I see the issue, but I feel like it's a weakness, because we only focusing on the physical aspect. Does that person break anything else?
No, I just want to be clicking.
Anything else?
Why can't I click on all cylinders? This is a person I want to spend the rest of my life with.
I
get spiritually, emotionally, communication, but physical plays a part.
But there's never.
But also, unhealthy lifestyle is perfection. An unhealthy lifestyle. Yeah. Like, if it's like a diet issue, I'm not about to deal with diabetes down the road. I'm not dealing with health heart issues down the road. I'm not doing it.
But you don't know what issues you don't know.
If somebody unhealthy,
But we're on the surface level pointing out what we ain't going to deal with. You don't know what you are going to deal with.
I mean, no. Those things could be perfect, and the person could be out cheating on
you. But if you are, if we're going into this and you already 500 pounds, and you're not trying to do anything
so
to
improve yourself, we 500 pounds together.
I can foresee you're going to have health problems.
Right.
I don't want to have to, darn you in the bed, and I got to sit there. I'm 40 some years old. I got to pull you up in the bed.
How about this? You going to leave me with all these kids? You're not going to get healthy enough to be around for these kids to grow up.
Exactly.
But see, that's the thing, though. It could be something else. You don't know. You don't know how God's going to move with that. Like, you can have the perfect health.
There's
people dropping dead.
But if you look at people, come on now.
Yeah, I mean, chances are, you're right. Like, you might have some type of congestion.
If you 200 pounds,
hey,
maybe 300
depends on the height, though. It depends on the height.
Depends on how tall they are. All right, here we go.
Right. Another way you're tight that will paralyze you, and this is for women that always find themselves sleeping with other women's men and falling in love with other women's men. I know women personally that always find themselves in that situation. That can paralyze you.
And they know.
And they know.
But they kind of.
There's something within themselves.
It is, but some of them like that dynamic because they got freedom.
They get whatever. They're getting what they're getting physically, and they don't have to put up with the bullshit.
A lot of them,
because
some of them do fall in love. They fall in love, though.
Hell yeah.
Sick.
This is crazy because sometimes that chick will act like if you mess with somebody else, you cheat on me and your wife.
That's just insane.
Right? Yeah. Like, but see, now the nigga
getting crazy. Or if you break up with your girl and don't choose them.
Oh, yeah.
They should know they ain't going to get
you. Only good
you're only going to get chosen because you already showed your value.
Yeah.
You already showed what you was willing to accept. We're going to keep you in that position. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like, stay there.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you my size. Stay right there.
That's
how
I be trying to tell people, man. It'd be like,
stop trying to get in the front when you know you decide.
Yeah. They love me. I'm going to tell you something. You just ain't had them all the way. That's all it is. You got them part-time. That's easy.
How do you get stuck on a specific type, though? Because that is limiting your options.
Is that
for real?
Really a type?
I gotta be attracted to
people
you.
I think it's more of an attraction thing.
I gotta be attracted to you.
I think it's just more of
I don't
an
think
attraction.
I got a type like far as like, you know, no, I do. Cause you got I don't like no stuck up chick, I can say. Like I need somebody down to earth. Like if they got money, they down to earth. They ain't bougie acting, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I do. Like I guess
like for me, I'm at a place in my life, like it's just not a physical type. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not leading with how you look physically because you can have the most beautiful person in the world, but they soul be just
fucked up.
Ugly. Yes. Ugly. You know what I'm saying? Ugly spirit. Preach. And that'd be trauma for the rest of your life dealing with that. You know what I mean? Or you can have somebody who might not be as physically attractive, but they check off all the other boxes.
Somebody here told me I can't date nobody ugly.
What? I mean, standards. Standards, right? But what's your definition of
it
ugly?
It ain't going to work.
What's your definition of ugly, though?
Cause soon, if it's ugly to you.
Because soon you get mad, you ugly motherfucker.
If that nigga ugly and you know he ugly to you.
And he know
but
he
you
ugly.
Find something cute about him. And that shit ain't going to work.
And he know he ugly and you fuck around and call you ugly motherfucker. That's but damaging.
That ugly motherfucker go to the corner
if
store.
If an ugly chick, if I'm walking out the door and she said, where you going?
See, no. All right,
so understand. Check this out.
The cute girl questions.
Yeah, but check this out. DJ. Now, that's a good one. But check this out. Check this out. That same energy you got, talking about motherfucker ugly.
Uh-huh.
That same ugly motherfucker go to the corner store, get a scratch off, and hit for $3 billion. What's finna happen?
He gonna be an ugly rich nigga. No. A lot of women.
But Jay-Z ain't
nobody gonna love him, though.
Ain't as an ugly billionaire. It don't exist in this country, bro.
Because you look at some of these rappers.
Remember what I tell you?
Let's keep it a G.
You look at some of these rappers.
The pool boy be fucking the shit out their wives.
Whole time. Whole time. I'm just saying, like, when we talking about ugly, like, that's really a strong word.
And really,
in my opinion.
It's about the person. Because I've seen people that were attractive on the outside, but once I got to know them, they don't even look good to me. I seen people that ugly they may spirit. Not be that attractive, but once I got to know them and talk to them, they look so good.
Right.
So it's really about the person. And the thing is, people don't take the time to get to know people for who they are. They so quick to judge somebody off their physical and the way
I get taller to women.
Preach now.
Yeah.
When they deal with me, I get taller to them.
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, like, ugly is really how you carry yourself for real. Like, people walking around with these nasty spirits and bad attitudes and low vibrations.
And
that's
they think
ugly.
It's cute.
I see some good hearted ugly motherfuckers. I don't know what y'all talking about.
Yeah.
Damn. Is there such thing as an ugly baby, though?
You fucking right.
I'm just saying, man, because it got to start somewhere, though.
Low key, I feel like all babies go through an ugly phase.
Yeah, I agree. I do agree.
You look back at some of your
ugly
know. My daughter was like,
I lived all her life. Like, me and my baby, look at this. What the fuck is that?
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you thought that was the cutest thing ever.
Because that grown, if you calling somebody ugly when they get grown, they had to been going through that their whole life, though. For real. That started. Somewhere.
You won't notice.
You won't notice.
You gotta ask somebody else. You gotta ask somebody else.
If that baby ugly, I'm gonna push him back in there. So he ain't done yet. She ain't
do
done
y'all
yet.
Think people know when they babies?
Fuck yeah.
It's they not cute.
Nah, I can't do that.
Who the fuck?
You gonna tell them that?
But it looked like you said,
do people know when they do they
but the
know
baby got your features.
No, they don't know.
How
they
yes, don't the know. Fuck no, they do.
He got to.
Like, you said you didn't realize when your kids, your daughter, I said, hold on, I seen the pictures. Do you think people realize when their baby are not cute?
Yeah.
They should.
Man, you know how many times you, after a while you hear
y'all saw it at this point. You heard, ain't no ugly babies, yo.
You heard about four times. You know you ugly.
That's nice. That's what
ain't no ugly babies,
it.
Yo.
Or somebody say, oh, they so precious.
They say precious. I don't say cute.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You know what I mean? Just this y'all beautiful did that. Creature. This life just so precious. Life is ain't no ugly babies, yo. Y'all are sad. I'm going to pray for y'all. Real, yo.
Hey, something about something that will cripple you, like paralyze you in a relationship is your idea.
Yeah.
Like, sure. Ideas, like, women, I could say this, men have another set of ideas, too. Like, this, looking at, like, cheating as unforgivable. Like, what? That's the trend thing. Like, if he cheat, I'm out. And we literally watching failed relationships after failed relationships as if we are exempt from trials and tribulation. What does trials and tribulations look like, and who told you you was going to live happily ever after?
Well, try that over there, though. Like, if you got trials and tribulations with your fidelity or trying to figure out how to be faithful, like, try that over there. I don't want you to try that on me.
And see, that's the problem, right? Because we sit there and judge people's struggles. Meaning, like, if I'm an alcoholic and you are a gambler, I don't understand why you gambled your house away. But you can't understand why I drunk a whole fifth in one day. Mm-hmm. See, if you switch it, you can always judge your level of struggle less than to somebody else.
That's why you shouldn't judge nobody.
Because you can have a...
But we all do it.
But hold on, wait. Because you can have a faithful bum at the house. Mm-hmm. That motherfucker's loyal.
So that nigga getting the money out
of that dog. Now, ask me, ladies, do y'all want a faithful bum? Or a nigga that take care of the house, the kids, and you, but he has this cheating disorder?
Bring your bum ass.
Now you a damn liar.
Bring your cheating disorder here.
I'm gonna take you to the bum. I literally heard a supermodel the other day say that she would take a broke nigga because she can train him. And she can help him get on his feet. She can help him.
Nigga, you just said a supermodel. You know what I mean? She got the money to take care of a lot of people.
Yeah, but I'm talking about like
a nigga that got the same amount of money as her. He ain't gonna respect her. He ain't got to. He can replace her ass just you know what I'm saying? That's what
right.
It is.
I feel it. But I'm just saying, to each his own. Like,
and see how women can't see that bump. They see how they look at the bum nigga. But I wouldn't look at a woman that way.
I never have.
Like a mom. Because
like, if she ain't working, you know, I can take her straight from her mama.
Men date up. Women tend to date up. That's why men will take a woman make a whole lot of money.
Weak men will, though. A strong man ain't not always trying to date down. Like, some people want somebody on their level or that pushes them to be better.
That's a scary word. That's a scary word.
Like, you want somebody who's going to challenge you and make you a better man.
But when you say stuff like date down, I don't want to say this. Because I got to say this.
Things date down.
Hold on, Let me say it.
Yeah, I mean, because now you're being judgmental.
When you say stuff like date down or a high-valued man, that's a lie. Value does not come based off what you got. Right. It's some horrible, shitty people with money. Mm-hmm. Somehow we have made money the value and not the person. But if you look in history, character is what supersedes good people in history. You look at your Gandhis, you look at your Jesus, you look at all these people with good characters that succeed in history later on. But money, that's what makes me. So no. Say for instance, if the inflation goes up and my money goes down, now I'm less than,
you ain't shit.
You used to be that nigga.
But if you look at society and how a lot of women are, they're so focused on money, on how much money a man got or what type of job he got.
In this country. In America.
That's only in America, yeah.
You know, we're talking about some countries outside, like they have systems in place to already guarantee those marriages.
Yeah, but already you know, a lot of those systems consist of a man coming in and taking care of this woman.
That's part of it. They don't even work like that. But that woman got to meet certain criteria to
it's
even
like they sell
get considered for that. You know
let
what
me
I mean?
Ask you something. Is the idea, would y'all ever go, like women today, would you ever go back the way it used to be?
Like what?
Back in the day?
Well, you sit at home, the man work, and you take care of home.
I mean, I've done that before.
Would y'all go back to it? Because grandma did go through a lot of shit, and she took a lot of shit. Yeah. Mm. She had a whole nother family. These niggas was having a whole other family.
Yeah. I mean, I draw the line somewhere.
But is it better now? Because I don't see families now.
I think it's worse now.
I think it's worse because you know the crazy thing is they trick women out of the house to pay taxes. You know what I'm saying? When women were at home taking care of the house, they didn't have to go out in society and do all the things and then start paying taxes just like the men were as well. You know what I mean?
But families actually kept
more money back in the day.
But is your freedom of having your own and doing whatever the fuck you want to do is more valuable than having a family?
To me, it's worse now, to some people. Because back in the day, from my perspective, even though, yeah, men, they might have had a family here and a family across town, back then they didn't have social media. They didn't have all these distractions. So they could focus on their family. Mm-hmm. They had two different families and they still provided for both of their families. Right. Their focus was their families. Nowadays, it's so many distractions. People focus is not their families. People focus is not taking care and making sure bills is paid, making sure their children are okay. Their focus is here, there, it's all over the place. Right. So I think it was a lot better back then than what it is today.
Yeah, social media bring that cheating shit right to your face.
And this is good. I'm gonna ask both of y'all, right? Because we still stuck on ideas. Who told you about a man? Women? Who told y'all about men? And how we function? Who told you about women and how they function?
I learned.
Where did your influence come from?
You hear people say things like that, but it's what you take.
I grew up around a lot of old heads, so I was getting the game early. Mm. You know what I mean?
But uncles, you hear their version of game. Dad. Was it quality that you got?
Yeah, I think so because learning from married men, though. You know what I mean? Like strong men in my life that actually had families. I'm learning from them values of a relationship. So, but sometimes it could be a double-edged sword because you want those same values in relationships today and times are different.
So this is what I'm saying. That information that you got, it only can sustain like a little bit of what's going on today. Yeah. A man taking care of the household, I wish it was like that. I wish my income was big enough that my mom, my girl wouldn't have to work or my wife wouldn't have to work. But that comes with the day's time. It's easy to set ground rules when you're the breadwinner. It's much more easier to be submissive when you're dependent on them. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So now we got women with their own money, men with their own money, men with their own ideas, women with their own money. Now we want you to be traditional with the submission. Y'all want us to be traditional with providing, but don't nobody want to give up their freedom. Don't nobody want to be told what to do. They still want to live their lifestyle. Because their ideal is for you to bend to what I want. And that's what it seems like we're clashing because you won't do what I say.
In a relationship, though, you should set your own like tempo in your house. Like, I don't have to follow what works in my house is going to work in my house because we are agreeing on this. Like, we're making this foundation.
Yeah, y'all got to sit down and talk.
And also, neither of y'all are the other person's parent. Like, y'all are both two adults that can disagree and agree and decide on things together.
That's not true.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to be able to compromise.
That's not true. It's not true because when you can't say that because then you would say it's equality there.
No, I'm not saying that there's not a head. There's not like roles in a situation, but right. still y'all both adults. Neither one of y'all are the child, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, so you're not dealing with a child, do as I say, or it's going to be this or that. Like, right. you're dealing with an adult.
And see, I used to, and which is crazy, I was raised by a single mother. I don't even know how I got this way of thinking as far as being a lead, I'm the man. But it used to be way worse. Like, and I come to find out, like, when you listen to, like, God say, women, submit to your husband like the church submit to Christ. And he said, husbands, love your wife like Christ loved the church.
Mm-hmm.
But he never made nobody do anything. So men be trying to make women.
Well,
do
I feel like it
want.
Was all covered in what you just said, because if the man loves the woman, he's gonna carry things a certain way. He's gonna act a certain way. And if she submits to him, she's gonna carry things a certain way.
But,
so it's like,
yo, good.
Why can't it be a team approach?
But
it should be a team. You both should. You he bring his ideas, you bring your ideas, and y'all sit down, y'all communicate, and y'all work as a team. It should
Who gonna be Jordan? Who gonna be Pippen?
It would work as a team if you could tell me what is your idea of a man is, and if you could tell me what your idea of a woman is, because our ideas is what's keeping us from getting to that conversation. Because we come in pre-biased.
And those are conversations that you have to have.
She got me fucked up.
Right.
Go
ahead.
I was just going to say, if you're starting to date someone, those are conversations you have to have. Hey, what is your expectation? Mm-hmm. If we were in a relationship, what would be your expectation of me as your woman? Okay. And he will ask you, what would be your expectation of me as a man? It can be uncomfortable, but you have to have those difficult, uncomfortable conversations, because the thing is, people don't have conversations. People don't ask questions. People don't try to dig deep and see, you know, where people's heads are.
That's why I think that's the problem. Right there, if you watch, that is what I think is the problem with the way we all think. Expectations for one another.
Expectations.
Right. Hold on, wait. That is a problem, because how about if I'm fucking with you, why would I place expectation on something I already care or won't? That's why they ask the question, in order to marry somebody, if nothing changed about that person, would you still marry them? And that marriage will not fail if you can say yes. If nothing changes about that person, he's the same way. But everybody is putting expectations on each other.
What do you expect when you have people who are meeting virtually now? Like, your expectations are, let me see what's on your profile before I swipe left.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That's a lot of people's expectations. They want, do we match? Before they ever have a conversation at all. Like, you talking about getting to know somebody on a deeper level. That's way down the line. Nowadays, it's like 5 seconds. Let me see what kind of pictures are you posting, your videos look like, where does it say you work? And all of that stuff is on Front Street.
Like
up front, your bio is public.
All right, if we was just being like honest, raw, nasty human beings, and we're just being straight up honest, Do women, do y'all want us to lie to you?
No. Mm-mm.
If I meet you and say, yo, damn, you fine, I want to fuck. Or do you say, hey, damn, I'm fine, I want to take you out. I don't want to take you out. I don't know the genius that made Netflix and chill, but shout out to you. But I'm just saying, if men approach you in that way, which is the most honest person you can meet, you would turn him down.
That's not true.
It depends.
That's what you want. Then you try to mislead me and try to tell me sweet nothings, what you think you want to hear, what I want to hear. I'd rather you just tell me what it is up front. That way I can make my decision. But when you mislead me, I'm making the choice based off of a lie.
But see, to each his own, because that same guy that ran that game on you, it might not have worked on you, but he gonna try it again that afternoon. Somebody gonna bite on it.
No, I'm talking about the honest game.
My thing is, it's like when a guy say that, or if he come off that way, like he's just trying to fuck, it's like, well, I will do it on my own merit when I want to get around to it. Like, if I want to fuck, I might just want to fuck too eventually. Like, Yeah. I'll tell you that. Well, like, hey, let me see. You gonna wait on it? Just give me a second. Let me
and
see
he might not. He might be like, well, she wanna fuck now.
What do you want to fuck? Oh, she cool. Do.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That's cool.
The patience level ain't what it used to
it's
be.
It's like, that's cool.
There's so too many options now, man.
So you cool with putting expectations on people?
I don't expect nothing from nobody.
But that's crazy that you, they say you're overparenting when you put expectations on your kids. They feel like you're putting too much pressure on somebody or your children when you put expectations on
them. I expect you to be respectful. Or I expect you to listen. You know what I'm saying? Or follow directions. You're right. Not the parent. You're the child.
But if you're going to, how can you expect something that I might not be capable of doing?
Well, we're going to have to find out. You know what I'm saying? Those expectations could be to test or to see if you could.
And it's expectations because everybody have them. But it right. seemed like, and that's my next podcast, is did she set the bar too high?
Right.
And that's with men and women expectations of men. Right. Because the niggas, he said a woman won't. What the fuck did this comedian say? He said she want a born again thug, a born again drug dealer. he want that nigga to be able to communicate like her girlfriends do. He got to at least have a 9-inch penis, and he she want him to lead me, but he don't. Can't tell me what to do.
That just sounds delusional.
She want God to come down.
That's delusional,
right? She want God in the flesh to be able to meet all those expectations. But no, like I feel like you shouldn't put expectations on people. You should have expectations of yourself.
Have you understand? Ideas,
like, what are you going to bring to the table?
I'm going
to
tell you how my ideas failed me. Like, as a man, it was this girl that I was really into. And because I didn't know that I didn't know whether she liked me the way I liked her, I went to self-sabotaging mode. Because my idea is, if I'm not in control, then it's not worth the risk. But the fact that I could have been asked out of a good person because of my fears of not being in control of the situation. Because my idea is telling me this is how things are supposed to go. Usually when I do this, the rest don't respond this way. What the fuck is wrong with you? So when I realize my phone going off and I'm excited, it's my brother like, fuck you on.
You thought it was
I'm like, oh, I gotta get rid of this.
Be waiting on that phone call.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. And the fear that I didn't know. And then I found out later that it was the same feeling. But it took my ignorant behavior to see it. Like I had to go to lengths to pull, I had to pull it out with right. manipulation. Meaning like act like I didn't give a fuck about her. Just to see a response that gave me confirmation. But by then, it was already self-sabotaging mode.
Right. But see, like, that's idealizing. My idea is that it should be like this or be like that. Uh-huh. But I don't think you can idealize people. Because everybody different. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, one thing that make you tick might not make him tick.
That's
why
you can't put expectations on.
On everybody. Put them on yourself. Like, what are you going to bring to the table? Like, what are your values?
I thought you was about to say it, though. What? Should we just start putting expectations on the relationship and not the people? Like, if you sit down and say, yo, what you want? Where you see this relationship? Because then when you got expectations on the relationship, we got both parts. We can build to that shit.
Yeah.
But if you got to do, you need to be at this and you need to be at that. I don't know what's you, but you could be operating at this speed. But if you look at it together, we can both.
Yeah.
I don't see no wrong with putting expectations on your relationship.
No.
But when you put them on people.
That's true.
They're going to fail in your eyes.
Even it's kind of like they put expectations on the role itself, like the title of it. Like if you're manager, if you're the supervisor, you have your roles and you have the expectations of what you're supposed to meet. But they don't put it necessarily on a person until they become that role.
But at the same time, it's a level of control. When you coming in with expectations, you're trying to control a situation that's very fluid. You're getting to know this person. You're getting to know like what it's like to be with them in different situations.
But everything can't be that fluid though. It still has to have some kind of structure.
I'm not saying it got to be loose, but things change. Like a person, you might have an expectation today. You might change that expectation based on an experience that you have with this person.
The standard's gonna change.
Right. I don't even expect you to do X, Y, and Z no more.
Maybe it depends on the type of expectations that you have. You can't expect someone to respect you. Mm-hmm. Right? It's nothing wrong with expecting respect.
Right.
But it's a difference. If that's a different type of expectation versus if you expect somebody to spend money on you and pay to get your hair. Those are two different types of expectations.
Right. Or you might expect that person to do certain sexual things that are not within their wheelhouse.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Which could be an issue in an intimate relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, oh, I expect you to go with me to the strip club Friday. Yeah. She might not be into that. Right. You know what I'm saying? That could turn her off completely.
Like, I see when people have like goals in relationships and what they want to work to, I've never seen them really enjoying the journey.
No, because it's too strict. It's too rigid. Like, it's easier to break a stick than it is to break a pillow. You know what I'm saying? Like, something soft that moves. But when you just so hardwired on, it got to be like this, and it ain't going to last.
But even if it's going there, why can't you just enjoy the ride? Like, it don't give a damn if it's going there slowly. But why can't y'all still enjoy each other? Why you have to get there to be happy?
Some trauma in there, man. Somebody got some trauma.
Control.
That you should let the fuck go.
Yeah, it's somebody got some trauma they ain't let go. The last nigga that took me to the park, what happened. Yeah.
And a lot of times, when you have trauma, control comes with it. Mm-hmm. So people who have been traumatized, they have to have a certain level of control
to prevent that trauma from happening again.
Yep.
You know
what I mean? This is one that paralyzes men. Lust for other women. It cripples you. Because I see men with good women and cheat. Then damn it about to kill themselves when they lose said woman.
They damn choked. Yeah.
As if they didn't know that came with it.
Right.
But you know what's crazy though? When you sit back and think, like if me and sat down and said, yo, what number I give you? And then you'll be a changed man. If women knew the number. Okay, now this nigga's at 130. That's his number. Now he looking for something serious. Damn. I was ashamed. What number did you hit before you start realizing, damn, I need to do this ain't worth it.
You just saw her. Look, just go in here and do porn or something. You a jump off, nigga. Like, yo, like, not you, like, specifically. No, I'm just saying.
You use me.
I'm just saying, you know, a person, like, a lot of times, again, that's weakness. Like, some men are trying to validate that they are the man. Like, I got to knock down all these bodies just to prove to myself that I'm somebody. But alpha males don't cheat. You got other stuff to do, other stuff to worry about. You too busy trying to build an empire, too busy trying to conquer something than to be out trying to chase women. You know what I'm saying? But chasing women, a lot of times dudes be having goals and ambitions and they never realize their dream because they're doing that.
You can give a nigga, hey, this is 150 women. This is all you got. That nigga be at 150 still like, man, I got to go.
He going to get to 175. He going to be pushing 200.
If they said you can go out and do this, then come back to me when you're ready.
That's weak, yo. That's weak, man.
Lust has paralyzed so many men. And we all know them old ass men that always got their story about that one.
Right.
That let get away.
You should see this. Wilt Chamberlain was talking about that. You know, he was like notoriously.
He was at 1600 some type.
Oh, yeah. Something crazy. Yeah. He said he learned that sex was more pleasurable to have sex that many times with one woman than it is to have sex that many times with all these other women. You get what I'm saying? He was like, once he started focusing on being with this one woman, he enjoyed sex more, actually, versus, oh, I got to knock down 1,000. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess to each his own, but that's some powerful thinking.
And another thing is other people's standards. Has y'all ever got real good advice from social media?
I seen some good quotes, memes.
But have you ever just sat down and got some real good advice?
Not no relationship advice.
Because it seems like men and women are at war.
You're not going to get good relationship advice from social media because the algorithm is pushing whatever you like. If you start watching this toxic stuff, it's going to keep popping up. All of a sudden, you got this idea of this relationship stigma. This is how it should be or whatever. But the algorithm just been feeding you what you already.
But that's if you weak-minded, because it could turn into something good, though. Like, if it pushed that to you and then you realize this is something that you don't want.
Yeah. And you stop watching it, right? Like, you could get the opposite effect. Like, nah, I ain't going to follow that advice. Like, this nigga tripping.
So, I mean, it could give you some advice if you... It depends on how you take it.
I feel like it's the wrong place to go for that advice, though. Right. The wrong place, because they're going to feed you whatever you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? If you want to justify cheating, there's going to be enough posts to tell you that it's okay to be out there running wild.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But if you are trying to better yourself and you start watching that type of content, it's going to feed you that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think that's the right place, DJ, to go for relationship advice. I'll call my uncle or somebody.
You talk to somebody with some wisdom.
Yeah, somebody that's been through it. Yeah. Teach me. This stuff they putting out on social media now.
People that's married.
Right.
Because on social media.
Successful marriage. Yes. Not them paper marriages.
Right, them real
marriages. Also, a failed marriage can help too, because they can tell you what not to do.
Yeah, that's true.
What not to do. That's true.
I mean, it's just you have to take that type of information from everywhere you get. You should just be able to learn, like pick up on stuff. Like, I feel like along the way, life is your best teacher. You've seen different things in life where this was bad. Okay, I don't know about this. This is good. Okay, I like how that looks. You have to work all those things out to your own self.
That's true. Once you get to that level and you can tell this from that, there's some people who don't filter through that stuff, though. They take whatever come to them. Oh, that's how it's supposed to be? Okay, I'm going to go do that. You know what I'm saying? And mess up their whole relationship.
And then life will teach them.
Some people never learn.
Then saw something on Facebook. Oh, I should treat her like this and go try that with your woman and mess up the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
The fear of, this is paralyzing the women. After a heartbreak, they finally start recognizing themselves again. And the fear of getting back out there, they see the risks not being worth it. Because they got out there and got their ass toe up. They didn't know who they was. They finally got away from it. Found out who they are again. And damn it, I can't risk it. But guess what happens? You get old. You buy a cat. And your cat like, damn, this is, I'm the only one you got.
No, did she buy another?
That is paralyzing. Because I understand the hurt. I understand the pain. And I understand you hated that version of yourself.
Yeah.
But now you got that, you got it back. You got your swag back. You got your energy back. You killing every aspect of what you want to do now. You're focused in. And so many people are so focused in on their career and their goals. When the ultimate goal, why wouldn't the ultimate goal be the finer person of your life, your dreams? Why is that not high up on your list? And I think it's because when you was a little girl, like y'all know that feeling. Like I'm probably sure y'all don't know that feeling, but like back then the day, it was shameful to go to prom by yourself. You had to have somebody because you look crazy.
Yeah.
What happened to that energy? Now it's prideful to be alone.
Now some of them pulling up at the prom trying to bag something. Now, like, I'm going by myself because I'm gonna leave with something.
But that's what I'm saying. Because you can't get in that stage of fear to where you gonna miss out on great things because you don't want to be hurt anymore. Why can't that situation be that situation?
Once you done been, I mean, I could speak from my own experience. Once you done been through some things within some some hurtful, traumatic things in a relationship, and you get out of it and you get yourself back to where you want to be and you're feeling better, you don't want to risk that for nothing. You don't want to risk that, you know. You don't want to take the chance of getting with somebody who fumbles you again. They don't support you, because it takes a lot of work. When you at the bottom and you feeling low, it takes a lot of work to build yourself back up. And you just don't want to risk that for just anybody to come in and screw you up and get you, you know, off.
And that's what I'm saying. Why is women not accepting mediocre? What is it? Mediocre? They wouldn't accept being mediocre in their finances, their career. But why would you accept that in your love life? Why would you stay content and be mediocre in your love life?
But some people ain't trying to have a lot of bodies, though. You know what I mean? If you think about it, she don't want to just jump out there just to be out there.
Let a job come with a better offer. They're getting the fuck out of there.
That's different.
No, it's your priorities are different. That's why you say it's different.
I'm talking about, like, you know, emotionally or physically attaching yourself.
If you're telling me that's different, it is more important, why would you want to be mediocre in something that's even more important than that?
No, I feel like a person, if a woman wants marriage or if she wants a relationship, then yes, she should give her all to excel at that, right? Don't just be defeated because the last one didn't work out. But at the same time, don't go jumping back into the lake of fire again after you even got burnt.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, maybe she got a heal. Yeah, but I said once she healed, you have to, like.
No, I'm not talking about the people that heal. I'm talking about they paralyzed by once they do heal.
Or they
don't want to risk it.
I'm saying that's still, you're not all the way, you're not exercising. How do you even know that you healed?
Right.
If you didn't jump back out there, how do you know?
Right. You ain't healed until you, you damn right. The first good point you done made.
Go ahead.
It sounded like you stole my shit.
He wasn't ready. No. He wasn't
ready. Right. How do you know you
healed?
Your
expectations of me is I should put that on you. I caught that, but go ahead. When you brought that career up, I heard that. Go ahead. I heard the shots. Go ahead.
That's right. But why be mediocre in your love life? Why would you excel at everything but that? No, I'm cool with being by. Why is being a single parent something you want?
You can't be good at everything, though.
Huh?
Like, maybe they just ain't good at that. Maybe that just ain't their thing.
Not trying and being good at it is different. They find a piece of peace and they hold on to it as if that's an illusion to.
Yeah, they're right. I'm holding on to my piece of peace. I got right.
No, a piece is illusion.
I can't speak for the ladies, but you know how important peace is.
It's an illusion,
especially nowadays, though, bro. Like, peace is important. You get that peace, you better.
How can you cannot control it?
You got to be able to get back.
It's illusion. You can't hold on to it.
But because
even if your love life is good, you can have a close family member that passed. Your peace is shattered. Yeah. These things are happiness and peace. They're ebb and flow. You cannot just keep them. I don't give a damn how much control you think you have.
You can keep peace.
How?
You can keep peace.
That's
and
a
you
lifelong
can,
pursuit. You can. Keep you can be peaceful every day.
And you can keep joy.
You can choose
just because
peace.
You go through certain things. You might go through a death of the family member, or you might not have a good day. You still have peace. Because when you have peace, the way you respond, how you handle it will be different. Mm-hmm.
You see women lose their child to a bullshit death and they're shattered. The same good, caring, loving, peaceful woman is now shattered. Peace is not for you to hold on to. Like, you're going to have good days, you're going to have bad days.
It's something to strive for.
It's
real,
definitely bro. Something to strive for, but it's not. It's not the end. This life comes with suffering.
It do. That's
but
where
you can
our lessons
still have
come
peace.
From.
I have bad days, but I still got peace. Even like, say if the day is a bad day, I still got peace.
Okay, is that peace better than love?
For right now,
ain't no way.
It depends. Like, remember when you was a kid?
Ain't nothing better than
and
love.
You played in the sandbox.
Nah,
by yourself.
Than love.
You remember peace playing in the sandbox by peace. Yourself as a kid, right?
Right.
Some people are meant to be in that sandbox. Some people play better by themselves.
We're not designed to be by ourselves.
So if you got
not
to come
everybody,
home
but
every
some
day,
people are meant to be
if you come home every day and you are, y'all arguing, y'all clashing, y'all can't get along, but you love the person. Mm-hmm. You'd rather sit there and come home every day. You always argue. It's never good. It's just always
but
argument.
If you miss that person, one-sided you're gonna love. Go and find, right. Like you're gonna be able to find peace in that situation. Like right. You're gonna figure out a way to how we gonna fix this.
Somebody so, ain't I love loving
you. Yeah,
properly.
I love you. So let's make this a peaceful place.
For yeah, because you can't life. Argue with nobody all the time.
Well, I love you enough to let you go.
I don't even know that, people. Yeah, I don't even
all
know people.
All you're doing is fussing and fighting, and it's a problem. Wait, hold I love you. Enough to that's let you right. go on about your business.
So you telling right. me, like, if you, like, being in love with me, I can't stay mad at my woman. Like, I can't go days like people do.
Yeah, that's painful.
And be,
yeah. That's toxic.
And be mad.
Some people do.
It take more energy to stay mad.
Yeah, some people
than to make up and yeah. fix it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It take more energy to hold on to that anger and them issues.
Yeah. So do you think the risk is not worth it? Because I don't think nothing is better than love.
For the right person. The right person.
But how would you yo, get out there? Because everybody
you
is-
you talking about love, though. With DJ.
What
DJ.
What's everybody when you first meet them?
Representative.
Absolutely.
Yeah. On the surface, yo. But you saying love, though, like-
That's the most powerful
it's
shit
It's not
in the world.
Just love from another person, though, man. If you saying love is the most powerful thing, like, it's so many ways to
and
have
you gotta
love
have more
and
than
to
just
find love.
Love.
It's not just being dependent on another person for love. You got to love yourself.
Give yeah. me something better to fight for.
You got to have more than just love when it comes to relationships.
Give me one thing better to fight for.
Than love?
Than love.
Right.
Your child.
That's because you love them. You can't find nothing.
Yeah. Your peace. Your peace.
Your peace don't give up. If your child is hungry, you work in the yard and you're happy with it, you'll go work at a bullshit
if
job
I'm
to
mad,
make sure that
mad,
child
I
is could, okay.
We could love each other.
Your
like,
peace wouldn't
no peace
matter.
In the household.
Huh? Nah. No, if your child was starving and you had and you love your job, but it's not paying enough, you would go take a bullshit job that you hate because of love.
No, that shit is still
nah,
my
I just
peace.
Go get a part-time.
It's fucking with my kids. It will fuck with my peace. I ain't happy. If my child going hungry and shit, that's my peace. It ain't just about love.
No,
that's
no, no.
That's my peace. I can't be sane.
Parents go all out for the sake of their children. They don't just, don't nobody want to work extra. You do that shit to make sure they have a great life. That's love.
No. They do that for their peace too because
nigga, ain't no peace
at
working on extra.
Some people might got
bill.
A piece of ass what? On that job.
If you can't pay
they
the bills.
They ain't think about it, kid. They
you
trying to get
be,
to work
be
for that piece of ass.
What happened?
Said some people you know, might got a piece of ass on the job.
You
talking about I got
to
feed my kids. Like, nah, nigga, you got to feed that thrill. Be real with it. You know what I'm saying? I feel you, though, DJ. Love is very important, and you gotta have it.
Though.
But I don't think you should be dependent on love from another person. Though.
No,
I want to
like,
say.
I feel like that's.
I mean, right. But even with peace within, it's still love for yourself.
You gotta
yeah,
love
absolutely.
Yourself.
You first. Gotta love you. I don't think you should be dependent on love from another person for your happiness.
Yeah,
yo, I want to give a shout out because I don't think that they don't get this enough. I want to give a shout out to all the trap babies out there. You know, you the child that your mama had because, you know, your dad had money. You know, so you was pretty much an investment. I know y'all don't get the love y'all deserve because you know you won't birthed out of love.
You said investment.
You was an investment. And I'm here to tell you I love you. Don't walk around with debt. Trauma is not to be
your
held
Your dad
on
might
to.
Be mad at you,
So if you was a
though.
Crack baby, you was love. She
I say trapped.
Dad. I know what you're saying. I'm saying like, you said trap.
You know how women trap? Rich guys and have babies by them, they don't never get the shout out.
But why
are
you
love.
Just stopping it there? Because I.
But hold on.
I love my third baby to death, but he definitely was a trap baby.
That a baby trap was, or accident?
No, he wasn't no accident. That man knew exactly what he was doing. He was trying to get me pregnant.
You can't
trap
that, man.
Yes, he
can.
Can yes, he can.
You?
Oh, if I tell
it's
you.
It's your body, your scenario, choice.
No, my body, my choice.
No. No, yep.
I didn't find out I was pregnant.
Did he rape you?
Don't sound like it.
It you know, I didn't find out I was pregnant.
I ain't trying
like
to get
December
into your personal business,
April.
But was it rape?
Well, you
like,
listen,
was it
you
forced?
To the clinic.
Was it
no,
forced?
No,
I
couldn't.
No,
no. Well, that ain't no trap.
That's a good question.
That sounds,
can a man travel?
That sounds like a mutual understanding.
Yeah, you know.
I didn't know I was pregnant. I was like working out all the time.
You didn't get trapped, Liv.
Yes, I did.
Which room did you get trapped in?
We were both in two separate rooms at the time. I went in the room with the bathroom. He was already loading up the clip before I came out. He kept asking for it, I was like, here, nigga. You want it so bad, here. And then after he kept asking for some ass. So I'm like, all right, here, here, fuck it, since you want it so bad. And then we did something. But so like, that's all it takes. And so he got
I learned some games. So all it meant y'all do is keep asking.
Wait, no. Because like once he did it, like after I said,
how many times you got to ask?
That was the last time we did anything. That was the one time we did anything. And that's how I said I was trapped.
Oh, she basically said he was pumping the gun.
Yeah, I said, here. Go, I said, since you want it so bad. He got in there, and then I was like, I can't even do this with your stupid ass. I couldn't believe he was going to go through with it. So I got up, and I was good. I thought I was good. So
how
I'm
you
like,
you were good? You know that man better than you? What the hell?
I didn't. I did not know. No, I did not know because, like, right, no. He really didn't. No. When I tell you this was his plan, because right after it happened, he went and told my family I was pregnant.
So he
knew.
You got to listen to this. This shit don't make sense.
That's how he knew.
I get what she's saying.
Hold on, let me finish. So he got up and pulled his bezel.
Let me finish. I get what she's saying about it was premeditated that he was going to get you pregnant.
He probably planned.
No matter what he had to do, he was going to get you pregnant. Like, that was his goal.
Yes.
But it was still 50-50 on how it
happened. Just like when a girl get pregnant by an athlete.
No, because women are lying to their
birth control. It's still 50-50.
They say they're lying to
their birth
control.
But y'all know how birth control, y'all got the same information about birth control.
But look, I ain't trying to be in your business or call you out or nothing like that.
It's because you ain't taking it.
All I'm saying was you wanted some dick that night.
Me? No, I didn't.
Because you would have not got no dick if you didn't want no dick.
He won't in there that
And that's why you was mad and disappointed.
No, he's still
because if he had gotten there and did his business, okay, go back to your room. Now I'm gonna go back to mine.
Man,
we got what we needed tonight.
I said
no a thousand times, and then I was just like, here, because then I went to see how far he was.
But it's not like a piece of chicken, like here, had a food.
I thought he would have been turned off, honestly.
Right.
And then when we finally got in, I was like, I ain't even finna do this with you. Like, it literally was like a lay down for a few, like, just lay there for a second, and then it's like, get off of me. Like, I literally was that thing.
You know what that sound like?
Bullshit.
It sound like them dudes that, I don't know how she got pregnant, man. You know, but pre-cum would get you pregnant. Man, you bust on that nigga.
You know you did it. Nigga. Let it go.
Pre-cum.
Is that a word?
You know, pre-cum and get him pregnant. Nigga, you bust all in that.
Has anybody ever seen pre-cum? Like, when do it come?
I guess it's supposed to be that leakage. But then you
what leakage, nigga? Come on. Like, what's leaking?
You never seen pre-cum?
It ain't no such thing.
You like, just ain't never been down
there. I don't think so.
I don't want to put it out there.
No, I'm just saying.
I ain't never been
leaking
like that.
Oh, the woman is pre-cumming. You mean she's pre-cum?
Y'all be pregnant. Nah, it be like, yes, it do. Nah. Y'all just not down there. Y'all never been face-to-face with a dick before, so you just...
But it's called... You're right about
that's
that.
Right. That's the
but
best thing
called,
you said.
But it's called...
That's true.
I don't think...
Two things. It is pre-cum. It's just not enough semen in there to usually get a female pregnant.
That's
but
some
it
weird
is
shit,
pre-ejaculation.
Man.
All right. I need to be serious. I need to be serious about this because I left this out when it came to the trauma. So I really want to. I'm gonna get time to think about this.
We gotta stop holding on to trauma. I heard black people say we're breaking generational curses. Then we say that, and then still embody the victimhood of slavery. That is a generational curse. You can't break a generational curse and then embody the victimhood of slavery. If you want to get over something, you can't be a victim of it no more. And we're talking from a standpoint where we never were victims. So it should be a lot easier for this generation to break that generational curse of being a victimhood to slavery. Because you can't keep saying that shit and then you say, no, but we some slaves. You know how white folks treated us? I never seen a slave.
So So you on your Kanye? Oh, they dead. All them slaves dead.
Huh?
I said you on your Kanye.
Kanye told the truth, and motherfuckers just didn't like how he said it. Slavery was a choice. It really was. Only thing about it was you had fucked up choices. Slavery or death. Some of the Africans chose death by jumping off the boat. That wasn't a choice. Like, if slavery was not a choice, then the Lady Harriet Tubman wouldn't exist. Because she thought slavery was a choice, too.
She chose not to be one.
Yeah.
She thought it was not a choice, right? And she chose not to be one. So, I don't know if he just got a bad way of delivering shit. But all these people that jumped off the boat, Nat Turner that fought back, all of them believe that slavery was a choice.
I agree with that when he said it the first time.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an opinion on it. Honestly, I don't have an opinion on it.
I ain't saying it on a horrible time, like,
I mean, it's for black folks.
Yeah,
sure.
It's insensitive.
I just want,
I'm just grateful and thankful that we weren't born in them times. Like,
me too.
But I'm sorry.
They jump motherfuckers every day. They jump people every day.
Yeah.
They could have jumped somebody they wanted to.
Yeah. I wouldn't, you know, wish that on a worse enemy. You know what I'm saying? To be born into slavery, but the trauma from it is economically for black people.
Black people.
Mm-hmm. You know, African Americans. Like, you started from nothing. They promised them 40 acres and a mule and didn't give them that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Even then,
right?
So, how could a slave, a former slave, act like them duping them with some major? He was a slave.
You really believe
for
they were gonna give you that?
And you really gonna give me this shit?
No. They ain't have nothing much else to believe.
You just took the chains off me. Now you gonna give me a mule too? First of all, I'm kind of skeptical about this shit. Yeah. So I'm free.
But see, the generational curse, a lot of it now is that our people aren't becoming financially literate to break those curses. You know what I mean? Like, still fathers and mothers passing away and not leaving anything because they haven't taken the basic step of setting up life insurance. You know what I'm saying? Basic stuff like that is why those curses continue, because what's going to happen to this child who lost a parent and has to go through life
never having the means
to, like, take care of themselves or to get ahead in life?
I get back then, but I feel like now it's too many outlets for you not to learn something.
Right.
But I also think slavery, although yes, it was a choice, but it still lingers on. The effects from it still lingers on within our community today. If you look at it, our culture as black people is built on trauma. That's why we have so much trauma. Our culture, our ethnicity, black people, it was built on trauma, slavery. Right. And even when you look at the things that we watch, black movies and stuff, all of that stuff is trauma based. The music that we listen to is trauma based. All we doing, we watching this stuff, we're hearing, and we re-traumatizing ourselves over and over.
So who is on to
fix?
I don't
know, though, because I can listen to that music. That shit don't do nothing to me. But maybe not you.
It's a lot of weak-minded people out here, though.
Yeah.
They
really believe what they're hearing.
Yeah.
And go do
absolutely.
Hearing that somebody else doing.
And not realize sometimes them rappers, they ain't even really living that life. They're not even doing those things.
Yep.
Well, I mean, it's entertainment.
Yeah.
And this will cripple. I know it's people out here just like this. Your insecurities will paralyze you.
That's true.
Absolutely.
Your insecurities paralyze you. And this is, I'm going at a different angle. Some people find love and love, and they were so insecure that they got it. Now they have fear of losing it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? He or she, you will lose that person to death at some point. So enjoy what you have now. Appreciate what you got. Because I've seen situations where they in love so much that they're afraid this feeling,
it ain't real,
is going to go.
Yeah.
So they're threatened by every woman, every time you go out, every time you do this, every time you do that. Because they think the worst, you're going to leave me. Mm-hmm. Now, this could be based off trauma where somebody did leave you. Mm-hmm. But at some point, we all got to go. So why not enjoy who you love right now?
Mm-hmm. You said love is like a butterfly, right?
Yeah.
You hold it too tight, you crush it. If you hold it too loose, it'll fly away.
Yeah.
So, like, it's got to be a balance. You know what I mean? Like holding on and appreciating the person, but also giving them room to be who they are.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm going to end it with this one. This one is paralyzed. I want to know. When it comes to the dating game, do children paralyze you?
Yeah.
Do your stepdad, okay. Yeah. Do the stepfather have to love your child?
What?
Mm-hmm. I'm asking you, do he have to love your child?
Not initially, but if he move in and after a while.
He respect and
you
do.
You didn't say the boyfriend, bro. You said the husband.
Stepdad, you stepped into that role, bro.
Right, yeah. You are stepdad.
I get what you're saying. Like, what if he do
this your
for
child now?
Do all this? Do he have to love him?
You can't.
Why would you sign up for some shit? You can't force nobody to love him.
But you can tell if they do.
But you a weak nigga if you don't love that child and you take that responsibility.
Nine times out of ten, a man ain't gonna provide for someone that he don't love or care for.
Absolutely
in some
right.
Form.
Facts.
It depends. That pussy might be good. He might just want. You know what I'm saying? Whatever come with it. You know what I mean? Like, I take them kids, I take them burdens, them problems, them bills, everything. It's some men out here like that too. They just so caught up on the physical aspect and want that pussy so bad. Whatever come with it.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? He might not love that kid. But he love what made that kid though.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I seen women like, he ain't gotta love him. I seen this before. But that's he gotta respect.
She fucking weak for that.
I love him. Absolutely. I love my child. But yeah. she said weak for that. What did she say?
Yes.
The long as he respect and do, I'm okay with that.
He ain't gonna respect that he don't love.
Yeah, you can respect a lot of people you don't love.
You shouldn't want any and everybody just doing for your kids. Yeah.
Right.
Like what example are you setting for them? You know what I mean? Like, they just should accept whatever just to have something.
All right. Now, what happens when women come in? And I've seen this from men, too. But my child come first.
No, if
before
y'all married, the man, the husband come first.
That's if y'all married. Y'all see a boyfriend and girlfriend. Okay, what the fuck you talking about?
Come on, man. You know what I mean? Making sense. How the kid gonna come before the husband? The kid about to pay the
you
bill.
See that? You see that on TikTok with this person? I sub my child first. Like, I serve the child the food first.
Who paying the bill?
You know who paying the bill.
Right. The food that you feeding the child, who bought that?
Yeah, I brought the bacon home.
Come on, and he finna eat. He better get in line. Sit at the end of the table.
We'll
eat at the same time. How about that?
Man, I used to love walking in people, like older couples' houses. And I walk in and everybody know, don't sit in that damn chair right there.
Right.
I love that dynamic. Or somebody sitting at the head of the table, or you can't sit down unless the woman sits. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had this.
Respect.
They had a real respect.
Fabulous.
Now, I don't remember the last time I opened the door for my lady.
You saw it,
man. Oh, wow.
I swear you saw it.
But get your ass in this car. Yeah, we waiting.
That's that relationship comfortability.
No, but you know what I'm saying? I need to work on that shit.
Like, man, get in the car.
Matter of fact,
you stay at the house. I'm going to go get it myself. You don't even got to come with me. That's when you get real comfortable.
I do. You still walk. I walk closest to the road.
You do shit like that.
I ain't putting my jacket down for you to step on my shit in a puddle. That shit ain't happening.
That's the LL Cool J dumb. That dumbass.
You're jingling, babe. Hey,
But I'm saying, do kids paralyze y'all dating lives? Like, has it ever affected it? Because I know you don't now vet for yourself. You have to now look at the qualities of what this man could be as a dad.
As a man, I have my girls. I don't let too many people around them, like, if it ain't nothing serious. Like,
that's get paralyzed.
But tell the truth.
It don't paralyze
him, though, because girls going to like that. You know what I mean? Females are going to be attracted to how you carry your daughter.
Like, we always had this conversation. You, like I really feel like that. Like I don't like, because what if it don't work out? I ain't got time to be introducing, right, learning people, like, you know what I mean?
And a real woman gonna respect that.
Yeah.
They gonna be like, you
but
know.
But how do you get past that fear?
What? Of somebody?
Because as I get to know you, like, that still could not work out. Like, you can do good and it still won't.
I mean, but it comes with guarantees, but he's giving himself the best chance.
Yeah,
you're giving yourself the best chance of success.
Do y'all realize that if you're single parents, something didn't work out and you had a child by somebody?
That's fine.
Yeah.
So that same thing can happen.
Oh, that's cool.
You've been married. It can happen.
Yeah, but some
how would you, like, how would you get past, I don't feel like introducing them if it ain't going to work out? How would you know that?
It's time.
How would you know if it would work out?
But there's a,
you're talking about the time frame.
Yeah, you can't just be introducing.
I mean, there's a faction. Yeah, there's a faction of people who just don't want to date nobody with kids at all.
Yeah.
And
you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's their prerogative. That's their choice. But then you got other people who love kids.
Yeah.
And you got people who can't have kids of their own and they want somebody.
Want somebody. Yeah. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, please give me a child of love.
And you, like me being a mother, like, you can't just introduce everybody to your child. Mm-hmm. Like, that's one thing I don't play. Mm-hmm. I don't believe in, as a woman, as you know, you bring different men in and out your house.
Yeah,
because then that shows your daughter what type of woman she thinks she should be loose and be around different men. Mm. I don't agree with that. But also,
how do you get to that? Like, I understand you don't agree with it. How do you get to, okay, I feel comfortable with him?
Within time, like with my last relationship, we probably dated for like a good 3 to 4 months before he was actively, like, really around my daughter, like, where we started all doing stuff together.
Okay.
You know, it takes time. But I do agree with you that sometimes having a child, it does paralyze you. Because one way I could tell that it paralyzes me is I'm so afraid that I might choose the wrong person, and what if they do something to my child?
Yeah, these
what if they hurt my child?
Here, you know?
And if my child is hurt by that, that's something I got to live with. And I'm not going to be able to live with it knowing that my child was hurt because of the person I picked to bring into our life.
See, me, that's how I feel. Me having daughters, that's what I'm saying on that end over there. Because I, like, yeah,
you just really got to take your time and get to know people.
And it
you
ain't
got,
just
you,
the daughters no more.
Even
yeah, that's
it's just the boys,
saying,
too.
Touch
yeah.
to play with, too. You know what I'm saying?
It's to the point, you got to do background. You think I won't have somebody first and last name and run them through the North Carolina inmate check and learn and put them on to see if they are a registered sex offender? I sure will. You have to nowadays.
You detective now.
You got to. You got to know who you dealing with.
Right. And there's a lot of apps out there you can have on your phone that'll tell you, like, predator.
Media
area.
Yeah, you have
like
to.
But, like, yeah, you can't just bring any and everybody around kids.
Yeah.
So, DJ, how would you feel if, like, a dude beat up your baby mama in front of your kids?
In like, front of me?
In front of the kids.
You won't dare.
The baby mama?
Yeah, he beat up in front of
you
kids.
You won't dare.
But you ain't touch the kid?
I'm just saying. It's like,
I mean, give me more detail.
I'm just saying.
That's
like,
trauma.
So, but if he left me.
But
that nigga.
So, you saying he beat up the baby mama in front of your kids, but he didn't do anything to your kids, but he did it in front of your kids.
And that's the same one that left me.
Let me tell you something.
He said, fuck that bitch.
And my kids straight.
Not I think really. That's still
but
a trauma.
It's still traumatizing
your kids. Well, you can see how fake I am when I go in the house. He did what?
Y'all, come on, get your stuff. Get your stuff. We finna go.
You might want to put some peas on the eye.
But no, that probably would be the best way to go about it. Just remove your kids.
That y'all know your boy.
But see, that's the thing, though. Like,
you should have saw how you would whoop.
Hold on. So if he do that in front of him, right, and then 9 times out of 10, most women that get their ass whooped, they go back to the dude.
Right.
So then your kids got to go back over there.
Oh, now that's, damn.
Nah.
That's tough.
Tell
her. I don't think
the kids staying with me until y'all get y'all situation straight now, because it's not a situation
the law
that I want
like
my
that,
child
though.
To be a part of.
The law yes,
it,
like
it don't work like that, but that's
a good start.
We definitely. Yeah. Definitely. It would have to, I had to do something.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I was asking. Like,
that's when you start having
but then
custody
they said they crying, daddy, like, That's, like, that's, they go to school over here. You gotta go to work.
But if you're that serious about it, primary custody through court. Because if it ain't no court order, you got just as much right. as right as the mother do. So even if you took the kids,
so they would have to go fight, the kids out of their school, all this stuff,
everything. You getting homeschooled this month?
It's worth it.
We're gonna homeschool you for a month.
Or you might just have to make that commute to take them to school.
Now your job will tell you. We'll holler at you.
All jokes aside.
Yeah, I feel you.
Your job, that's a tough one.
I'm definitely not going to jump, but that's where hopefully
you got family.
No, I ain't saying jump. I'm saying, how do you handle some shit like that?
You can only control what you control.
It ain't his girl no more, is what he's saying. Yeah. She's not under my protection. That's her relationship. But
I get
if my kids are privy to that, that's a whole different dynamic.
Right, that's different.
I'm going to have to check them. Like, maybe don't be doing whatever y'all got going on.
Just maybe beat your ass in the bedroom.
What if he beat you up in the kid?
Yeah, like, look.
Now we going to call him. He beat up both of y'all. How you
beat up who?
If he beat up you. Yeah,
ain't going to be no fair fight, though.
Imagine him being respectful, yo. No. He being respectful.
It ain't finna be no fair fight, no way.
Imagine him being respectful to you, right? Like, I got you, brother. I'll make sure. Hey, y'all go in y'all room.
Right, yeah.
Well, me and your mama got to talk. I don't want to be disrespectful to your dad.
How did I ever choose up with her? What did I ever see in her?
This concludes another episode of Me and My Big Mouth Podcast. I am Tuck. Follow me on all platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Go ahead and subscribe, hit the like button, and share. Go get you some merch from BigMouthBrand.com. And you got anything you want to plug?
Oh, yeah. Next Level album on the way. It'll probably be out by the time y'all see this.
What?
You know, supposed to be April 24th. You know what I mean? So y'all be on the lookout for that.
Next Level, what can I get?
Everywhere. It's going to be streaming everywhere. You know what I mean? All the platforms, Apple Music, Tidal, Spotify, everywhere. YouTube. We got some videos coming too.
Yes, sir.
Jessica, you can follow me on Instagram at _Jess.
Unless you 500 pounds, nigga.
Oh, she don't like them big niggas. She said, you better get on your journey, nigga. She ain't taking no excuses, nigga. Lazy ass.
My man. Yeah. Go ahead, play.
Like she said, but I just said.
Oh, you already said. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's on me.
It's on you, player.
You can find me at MrTuck_88 on IG.
I want to say happy Autism Awareness Month. So make somebody aware of autism so you can get your kids early intervention.
And I am out.
I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, I can't take no loss. I don't even know what it costs. Yeah, I hit the ground and it go off. Yeah, hit the ground and it go off. My time, think it's my year, yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time, think it's my year, yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time, think it's my year, yeah, yeah. I really feel it's my time.